6:07. We want to thank everyone for being here. First item would be roll call.
Commissioner Geary?
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Here.
Commissioner Taggart?
Here.
Commissioner Christopher?
Here.
And Supervisor Couch?
Not here. Thank you. Approval of summary of proceedings from last month. They look perfect to me.
Except I wasn't here. I was excused, and apparently I adjourned the meeting.
Good job.
That was probably Karen.
I think it was Karen, yeah. Other than that, I think it looks fine.
Okay, so I need a motion to accept.
I will make a motion to accept last month.
I will second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you. Let's see here. Consent agenda. Got a few emails. Everything's been addressed. So I guess I need a motion to receive and file these, unless you want to take one out and take a look at it.
I had a question. That's okay. There was the email from Dan Duncan, and it was, something about a mama cat and 5 kittens, but I had no...
Yeah, I had an attachment yet to download. It was a member of the public, Commissioner Christopher, through the chair. It had an attachment where Dan was asking for a spay-neuter voucher for some kids.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, so other than that, I need a motion to...
I'll make a motion to receive and file since all of them were handled.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you. Public presentations. Okay, first of all, on public presentations, if you have an electronic device, please either put it on mute or turn it off. And if you need to talk, please step out in the hall. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making a presentation. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes. And we'll start with the front row, as we normally do. Eva, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Please step up to the mic, and then your name and address your zip code.
Sorry. Good afternoon. My name is Eva Rocha. My address, correct? 136 Konohana Court, Wahewa. I live out of Hawaii. I'm visiting my dad. The reason I'm here today is every time we come down, I feel like my 2 minutes are. Every time that we've come down there, we've had issues with the dogs at a location, 10207 Casey Road. There was overbreeding, overpopulation. These dogs are coming onto our property. They are killing our personal animals. I've talked to the neighbors today. The neighbors are highly frustrated. The neighbors are not English speaking, and they're afraid to speak out. I do know it's been addressed as of today, and I do want to thank Nick for taking action. We've been very frustrated over the situation for many years. In June, we have a video of the dogs coming onto our property and mauling my sister's cat, who she had since 2011. This is a cat that she has been taking care of, vet visits, spayed, fixed. Our pets are our pets. We take care of them like they are our children.
Yes.
These dogs don't receive medical care. They are not being fixed. Again, they're being overbred. They currently have a litter on the floor that's probably about 4 weeks old. They have another litter that's 4 to 5 months old. They're constantly having puppies. We've called animal control numerous times. This morning, the dogs came over to try and get to my brother's rabbit. And I called animal control. I said, hey, they're over here. They said, all right, we'll log it. Within 20 minutes, they went next door and they mauled a pig. They didn't kill the pig. They tore the pig completely apart. I called the animal control officer and I said, animal control, and they said, there's nothing we can do about animals if they're fighting amongst themselves. I said, sir, they're not fighting amongst themselves. These dogs are out and they're killing other people's pets. He said, okay, we'll log it. It feels very dismissive. And again, as of today, it's being addressed, and I really thank you for taking the time to look into it. But it's been far too long of dealing with all of this.
How long has it been?
Years.
It's,
or a couple of years or something. A
couple of years.
Okay. Yeah, so it's the same neighbors.
So I didn't know how long it's been going on.
Yeah, it's the same neighbors. It's, they've killed chickens, they've killed dogs, they've killed a cat, they killed a pig. They didn't kill the pig, I'm sorry. They just tore it completely up. Again, the neighbors, I spoke to the neighbors this morning. They're afraid to speak out. They don't speak English. They're afraid that if their name gets out there, that people might come asking more questions about them. I don't know. But thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks very much.
May I?
Yeah, please. Everyone.
Nick, is there a history on this address?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm coming to speak on the same situation as my family. We're all really frustrated. We just had an incident today again. They were in the house twice. They were there trying to eat my son's chickens. I have a 7 and a 10-year-old. My 7-year-old has a coop of chickens. They were trying to eat the chickens. They've already murdered our cat. It was this June. I'm afraid that one day they're going to get to my kids. So I can't even let my son go feed his chickens because I'm afraid that the dogs will be in there. I'm afraid to let them go out and play in our yards because I'm afraid that they'll be in there. I feel that we've called many times over the years, and it seems every time that their hands are tied and nothing can happen. I know I'm here because I think I generally do want some answers. What can I do? What is a preventative measure? Because apparently I got a bit of a grim answer from Nick. He's being honest. I appreciate it. But it's a grim answer to hear that they can't do anything if these animals come to our yard and kill our animals. But if they maul my son, then they can do something. That's a grim answer to get, right? That I have to wait until it's my kids before now we can take the dogs. We have them on video mauling our cat. The officer who responded that day identified and said, oh yeah, that's the dog, let me go talk to him. Every time they go, it's talking to them, and that's all that ever happens. The dogs, they put them away for 2-3 days, and 2-3 days later, they're back on the street. Every morning, I leave for work. I wasn't expecting to be here today, so I don't have video of it. Every morning, I leave for work. The dogs are crouched at our neighbor's front, at the front of our neighbor's house, and they chase our cars down, and every time I leave, I wonder, are they going to get into our house and get our animals? We've got rabbits, we've got our chickens, we've got our own 2 dogs. And like I said, I'm really worried about my kids, and what can I do? What is the measure that I have to take? Something that I can do that is not waiting for my kids to be mauled so that we can have something happen, so that someone can come take these dogs. Every time they address the guy, he says, sorry, not my dogs, they're my kids' dogs. And every time we address him personally, he says, sorry, they just get out, I can't do anything about it. He refuses to do anything, and I don't feel that the county's doing anything. What am I waiting for? What can I do while I wait for this terrible incident, and who's responsible once it happens?
Has each incident been reported?
Many have not. Many have not because they happen in the houses of neighbors who, again, don't speak English and are afraid to report. They're afraid of retaliation from this same neighbor who seems to not really care what the law is. And like you said, like my sister said, they're breeding them. There's 2 litters, one a few months old, one a few weeks old. We can see them. Our fences are chicken wire fences. We live on these kind of semi-rural properties, so we can see our neighbor's yards. I don't know what's supposed to happen.
But the dogs are actually coming on your property.
We have them on video eating our cat, tearing it to pieces.
And you reported that one?
Yes.
Okay. How long ago was that?
June.
We submitted the video. We have videos of that, as well as the videos of them attacking the pig, as well as the video of the pig.
She has video of them chasing our cars in the mornings. I mean, they're out all the time, every single day. Every single day. And we call animal control, and if it's... We've been told answers who, Nick, again, has informed me are not correct or by the officers who are in charge of that have responded. They say, no, we can't take the dog. Our job is not to chase a dog. We don't have the people power to be out here chasing dogs. However, if you catch them in your yard and you trap them, we'll come get the dogs. That's what they told us, the officers. And on a good day. On another day, they say, oh, because our street divides the county, Tulare County and Kern County, he said, no, if they're on that side of the street, it's beyond our jurisdiction, is what we were told. And more than once. So it's we're all frustrated.
No, I don't blame you. Blame
yeah.
So okay, start next. Your trail now. Continue your trail of reports.
Okay.
Start them every single time.
Every time.
That can get more action done than not.
Okay. That's it? It's just reports? Okay. We live against semi-rule. Can I shoot these dogs?
Yes. You can't give legal advice.
I just don't know.
You cannot give Lee. You cannot give him advice.
Where can I get advice?
We can't give you legal advice.
I mean, if my kids playing this yard.
No, I know, but then you're going to be in.
What? So I have to wait for my kids to be
no, no, no. No. Start the trail of the
until
incidents.
What?
Well, you have. You already have incidents started, so then you could end up in a dangerous dog hearing. So, and just curious, are they breeding these dogs to sell them?
I don't think they sell them. I think what's happening is they're just yard dogs. They just leave them do whatever it be, and when a new litter comes along, here's another pet. I mean, there's currently 6 grown dogs. Again, a litter of about a few months old is coming, and then a few weeks old is coming. So how many dogs will we see 6 months from now? Frustrating.
I know.
All right.
Thank you.
Two minutes, please. I know you have a lot to tell us. I said everybody needs to speak.
Sorry about that.
So everybody needs to speak. Let's do it.
I didn't drop chat. So I know you have frustration. What is your name? Oh, my name is Aaron. I live with them as well.
Aaron.
We're on the same thing.
Aaron Rocha. Okay.
Aaron Rocha, yeah.
10201
Casey Avenue, Northern California.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about the same thing. I know you feel our frustration, right? And it really comes from the that we don't feel safe out there. I don't feel that my rabbit is safe. I'm heading through college. He knows his name. He knows several tricks. He's a smart guy. He means the world to me. And when we call and we get told that we can't do anything, that's very frustrating. When we show up here, and you know, it's nice to know that there is actions we can take. There is things we can do. But Nate, my challenge to you would be spend some time in Delano at the dog pound and with animal control and bridge that gap of miscommunication. Because when we call them, we get told, like my brother said, okay, but trap them in your house and then you can come and get them. It's unacceptable that you know, our only point of communication, which is the officer that picks up the phone, is telling us incorrect information. It's essentially making us feel helpless out there, right? And I gotta say, you know, Nick, now that we have a communication, I would love to hear back as to like, hey, look, what can we do? Like, I know there's a lot of legal red tape, right? Is let us know, what can we do? They're our neighbors. Do you need videos? Do you need, how much proof do you need? We can get that. Like, let's escalate this. Let's move this forward because it's been happening for a long time. And the frustration comes when, after many years, we feel calling animal control does absolutely nothing. They will say, sometimes they will say, okay, we'll be down there, and I never see them down there. They're not down there. You know, that's the difficulty for us.
I know you guys are all frustrated. This is the first time we're hearing about it. It's the first time I heard about it was today. So you're going to have to slow down, and it doesn't happen immediately. So this is our first, you know, correspondence with you guys.
Understand.
Okay.
Nick, oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. The Delano officers, they're not county officers?
It's actually Kern County that's coming up. Delano won't come out to our location because we're county.
When you're calling, you're
calling
Kern County?
Yeah,
it's
County.
There's counting, I'm
saying.
Yes.
Okay, that's just...
Yes.
Right.
Good afternoon, my name is Eduardo Rocha. I'm living in the same property. I am the owner of the property. They are my kids. And I feel very frustrated because we have made so many calls, many reports to the animal control and has never, ever taken action at all. So I would like to see some preventive action. I don't want to see or wait until somebody goes to the hospital, critical condition because of dog attack. I don't want to wait for that. I mean, you guys have a role. You guys are being paid for a job. Go ahead and take actions, please.
We're not paid.
No. We are not.
Okay. Sorry for that.
Let's say, where's my check?
Okay. But anyways, somebody needs to take actions. You guys have the authority to do that. I don't.
Yeah, advisory authority. So, yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to wait until we see a really bad situation. I have my girlfriend. She relocated recently from Reno to my property. She has a kid. He needs to walk all the way across these properties in the morning to take the bus, the school bus.
Before 6 a.m.
Here in the morning. And I am afraid that one day I'm going to get a call on my job. Hey, you know what? Your stepson has been attacked for dogs. I don't want to wait until that. So I really encourage you guys to take action, preventive actions. Don't wait until the critical situations.
Okay.
I would really appreciate you guys do so. Because we have been reporting this property, these people, so many times. Before, they used to have pit bulls. Pit bulls have been taken away for some reason, I don't know why. They have now different kind of dogs, and because the dogs are breeding themselves, and they have, from four dogs, they have now probably 6-8 dogs, and eventually in 6 months, you're gonna be probably 20 dogs. Yeah. No control at all. Yeah. So please, we need your help.
The thing I was really surprised at on the conversation with Eva today was these aren't pit bulls, they're not Rottweilers. These are labs and border collies, and they're pretty docile normally. I mean, I was shocked to hear this.
Yeah, and we have a video of the pigs, the cat. We have them. Yeah. It's all there.
Understood. Okay. Well, the recorder, did you want to speak to us? You have the right. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Lorena Rocha, and I live in the same address, and my concern is for my son. My son is 16. He needs to walk to the bus stop every morning before 6 a.m., and he's terrified of these dogs. And, you know, and I'm very afraid for his safety because I don't want him to be attacked from these dogs. So I'd like to know what I can do to prevent this because my son is a minor, and I don't want him, I don't want anything bad to happen to him.
Well, we'll try to get you some answers tonight.
Okay.
Really, okay.
Thank you.
Like I said, this is the first we've heard about it, so.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, good, thank you. Table two. Anything? Okay. Table three? Danny's table, we'll call it? No. Table four. Terrier gentleman or anybody? Okay. Okay, seeing none, we'll come back to the head table. Thank you very much. So at this point, this would be item E, the director's monthly report. Director Coleman, please.
Do I have 55 seconds?
you get 52 more seconds.
Good evening, everybody. Nick Collins, Director of County Animal Services. Just wanted to let you guys know that I'm the Director of Animal Services, but I'm not just Director of the Field Services. I'm also Director of the shelter. I do work in the shelter. I don't work in the Leno shelter, but I work in the county shelter. So I've been doing this for 19 years. The first 7 years of my career was as a field officer. So I have the experience to know what we can do, what we can't do, what we should be doing. That's why, as soon as you got a hold of me through email, we communicated through email. I started looking at the history and contacted the officer that was still out there just to see what was going on once we got out there. And, we can speak at a later date, and I'll kind of let you know more about what happened today. Not really at liberty to get into it right now.
I would very much appreciate that.
And I'm happy to chat with anybody to try to help explain the county's ordinances, what we can and can't do, what you guys can do, of course, without giving legal advice. But I can certainly try to lead you in the right direction about what you can do in addition to what we can do to try to help you guys protect your property and your family. Not too much to go over on the director's report. As has been the case for the last 18 months, close to 2 years, we continue to just get inundated with intakes. Specifically puppies. But our foster program is still viable. We're really getting hit right now hard with kittens. Looking at you, Gina. But our foster program is kind of what we're really hanging on to right now. 161 animals enter foster care, with the overwhelming majority of those kitten fosters. And I think we have 190 kittens in our shelter. Not in foster, just in our shelter. Our TNR program has now accounted for just coming up on 19,000 spayed and neutered cats since 2013. We put that into effect. 466 animals replaced with adoption in the month of September, which is slightly less than it had been in the previous 2 months. We did stand up 2 spay and neuter clinics in September, the 6th and the 27th. It was about 90 animals that were spayed and neutered between those 2 clinics. That was a slow month for us, September, because we were just getting past the county budget process. And glad we have another year's worth of funding. We'll be doing probably 4 to 6 clinics a month. Plus, we're partnering with a nonprofit to bring some more clinics to the county. We have so far expended almost $100,000 in spay and neuter. The county board appropriated $500,000 this year in spay and neuter funding. So far, that $91,000 has netted us about 1,100 spay and neuter surgeries. We are continuing to be out in the community with shelter pets available for adoption, you know, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. If you're not following us on social media, please do, especially if you know somebody that's interested in adopting a shelter pet and maybe isn't comfortable coming to an animal shelter to do that. We're out all throughout the community. We spent a lot of time in Roseman lately. We had two really good adoption events in Pine Mountain Club. The first one, we brought out 4 dogs, all of them got adopted. And the second one, we brought out 13, and it was 5 of them got adopted. So we're all over the county trying to get our community to adopt some of these pets. So if you see us on social media and you know somebody that's interested in adopting pets, send them our way. Our commercial animal facility success, we had 38 calls, the majority of them were for breeding. 32 were inspected. 7 inspections were passed, 19 citations were issued. We currently have 58 active commercial animals, so it means it's not more than it was last month. 67 dogs returned to over to the field in September by officers. 76 animals were secured on property by officers. And last but not least, our volunteer program. We've accounted for another 685.35 hours of volunteer service. We have about 5,300 hours donated so far this year. We're planning a volunteer appreciation dinner too for probably the next couple of months. So I'll make sure the volunteers that are in front of me get invited.
That'd be nice.
That concludes my report.
You have 40 new volunteers?
Yeah.
Nice. Great. Okay.
I have a question. I don't know if it's just an anomaly or maybe you had a hoarding case, but your adult feline intake for last month was 270. And that seems like a lot. I was just wondering if there was a case or something.
No, it's not. It's not entirely more than we usually see, but 99% of those adult cats are TNR. That goes straight to cribs.
Are they always reported? The TNR always reported there at stray at large?
Are you talking about the stray intake on adult cats?
Yes.
So I'm just saying that almost all, yes, it's always reported there. So anytime a trapper takes animals to critters, critters emails us, we generate animal ID number, and it gets put into the system, so it counts as an intake.
Okay. Because I'm looking at your comparison from the same month in 2022, and there were 34. That it just seemed a little odd.
Well, keep in mind, a year ago, Chris Bettlers had a 55,000-gallon grant that they got from CDFA, and so they weren't running it through the county system at that point. They were paying for it themselves.
Okay. And I was there. I remember. Okay. Thank you.
One last thing I do want to mention. You know, the county's making some progress in the design of the new animal shelter. I spoke last month about that. Myself and the shelter supervisor visited Riverside County Animal Services, Coachella Animal Services, and Palm Springs Animal Shelter yesterday. We're getting a lot of design elements that we like, things that we don't like, and we're communicating with the design team to make sure that it's something that's going to really suit the needs of this county and this community for, you know, 50 years. So it's moving along. I meant to bring a schematic so that everybody could see the site plan, but I forgot.
Oh, okay. The comment I had is I did some quick number crunching before the meeting today, and what I noticed was positive.
I'm looking at the intakes. Like last year, the intake for dogs was 5447. This year is for the first 9 months. This year, 7180. We're talking about 1,733 more dogs. Yeah, the save rate, you're able to hold on to the save rate. It's still 73%, which is excellent. And then on the cats, the intake last year, first 9 months, 3,004 versus 4,381 cats. That's 1,377 more cats this year than last year. And what did you do? You increased the save rate by 3.5%. So I think that's remarkable.
Yeah, the thing I want to point out, I swear I'm not trying to be a wet blanket.
Don't be a wet blanket, Nick. We're on a roll.
I'm going to point it out anyway. So the thing to look at that's really hurting us and this entire county is the dogs, canines under 5 months of age. So if you look year-to-date, a year ago, we took in 1,903, which I brought my glasses. This year, we brought in 2,649. So we've received 700 more dogs, more puppies this year than we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Puppies are a problem. Puppies means there's
so many. Don't be a wet blanket.
Yeah. But yes, anyway, we're doing the best we can to save every animal.
And one last comment. I wasn't sure exactly how to take it. On the adoptions year to date, it said 1,712 dogs, 1,020. Does that mean and 1,020 puppies? Or of that amount, 1,000?
That's not included in 1,700.
It's not included, okay.
Right.
That's a lot of adoptions. And the rescues, 994. I don't know what it is. I say I don't know what it was last year, but 994 dogs, 868 puppies. That's a lot of rescuing. It seems is that more than last year?
You can, no, it's not more than last year. At least not when you compare the increase in animals that are coming to us.
Yeah,
it's not commensurate. But the adoptions are pretty consistent to what we saw last year. This percentage one.
Still strong numbers. So, okay, that's all I've got. I'm going to look to the public. First table, any questions on the director's report? Second table, any questions? Third table, any questions? Fourth table, any questions? Okay. Seeing none, I'll come back to the head table.
Yeah.
Go for it.
The get your dog back for $15, have you guys had a lot of luck on that?
We haven't seen an increase in the amount of return owners that we're hoping for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're still hovering around 8% of all animals that come to us get returned to their own. All dogs.
How is the vet doing?
Dr. King has not started her county career yet, November 1st.
That's not vet.
Although,
fancy.
Yeah, I'll just say she hasn't started.
Well, that'd be a day to celebrate. So, good job on getting her.
Yes.
So,
let's
bring
it to him?
Yes, Dr. King is the
okay, that's all the questions we have, so I need a motion to receive and file the
I'll make a motion to receive and file it. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you, Nick. Commissioners' announcements or reports. Basically, new people that's on their initiative, commissioners may make an announcement or a report on their own initiatives. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff, or take action to have staff place a matter of business on a future agenda. And so this is basically outside activities that the commissioner may or may not do the previous month. We all have our own jobs, so sometimes we do, sometimes we don't have time to do anything else. But did you have any?
Yeah, I've been absent the past two meetings, but it's a blur when you call me. Central California Animal Disaster Team, my other hat. We set up temporary animal shelters in the event of disaster, fire, floods, things like that. We did open up our shelter per the request of Director Cullen for a fire that was in Tehachapi. Fortunately, everything got handled and we didn't have any animals brought there. But the Red Cross shelter is open, which is right next to our shelter facility. So it all ended up well.
Good. Karen, anything out there in your part of the woods? There's going to be something.
Not really, just work in school.
Okay, understood.
Learn more stuff.
Anything attached to me we should know about?
Yeah, I've been busy.
Okay.
Last Thursday, I took 44 cats up to Selma
and it always seems to be on the same day that Critters Without Litters calls me and blesses me with a appointment, which I had asked for. And so on the same day, I had my clone take 25 cats to Critters. So last Thursday, 69 felines got fixed. I wish that there was a low-cost spaniard vet here in our area that could do this, but unfortunately, I have to drive 2 hours and 15 minutes with 44 cats in my car, and you can imagine how much fun that is, especially when one of them decides they need a litter box now. But I got it done, and one of the reasons that Critters gave me an appointment is I begged them because somebody had dumped 9 kittens again at a vacant lot in at the old Kmart in Tatchby, and there's a little old lady across the street that's got me on speed dial. And she sees a cat that she doesn't recognize, so I was able to get them. They're all friendly. They're all the most amazingly friendly cats. Some of them are polydactyl. 2 of them are deformed. It's like they walk on their elbows. Oh. And I get frustrated with people, you know, that saying, the more I get to know people, the more I like my cat. Well, it's getting there. And supposedly Kmart is going to be leased out. There's a new owner, and they're supposed to have 3 new tenants. And so my hope and my prayer is that there will be a surveillance camera installed outside, and the next time somebody decides to dump cats at Kmart, I can get them.
Okay, good for you.
Can't get
my only activity was today I got interviewed by Channel 23 about the ordinance that we sent off to the supervisors, board supervisors. So what I'd recommend that you do, whether you're for it or against it, I would say go to the meetings and tell them, hey, I'm for this, I'm against it, whatever. Let them know that, that this commission sent you over there and that you want to express your opinion on it. It took us 4 years to put it together. It was a lot of hard work, and it was the best we could come up with. So anyway, so they're doing an expose on it, and it's, I guess I talked to the group later today. It's going to be on TV next week, but I mean, so supervisors are every other Tuesday approximately, and I think it starts at 8 a.m. Nick? 9 a.m. on Tuesday. So go there and voice your opinion, whether you like it or maybe you don't. So that's pretty much it on commissioner's announcements.
What was that about? I'm sorry, I didn't get the beginning of it.
What was what?
What were you talking about with the supervisor?
What is the ordinance?
About the dog ordinance. The
space on the agenda this Tuesday. It's on the next agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
It's a good change. It's on the agenda.
Is it on their agenda?
Yes.
I don't know.
No, it's not on the agenda.
No.
Okay.
No.
It was on the agenda last Tuesday.
Okay.
Which I mentioned last week or last month.
Okay. Anyway, so they've got it. So. Okay, moving on. Old business staff, referrals done. Is there any update on the AKC Reunite fundraising efforts from anybody back there, John or Terry?
I don't know about usually it says the trailer, not fundraising. We just need $12,000, so if anybody knows anybody that's got money, the OTC will be glad to help you get it toward the trailer. I can get I have $1,500 waiting to go to the trailer, but that's just a drop in the bucket, so.
Well, it's the season for corporate sponsors. I mean, if they're going to donate money to charities, now is the last quarter of the year, usually when they do it. Do I know anybody with money? No, I really don't, but it's all gone with inflation. But if you know any corporate people that usually do that, they usually do it the third, fourth quarter of the year. So, okay.
Well, if you have any ideas, let us know.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Dealerships will usually donate.
Say it again.
Dealerships will usually donate around this time of year.
So car dealerships?
When I was working for Animal Center.
Yeah.
So it's a hot ticket with dogs.
What was that?
Sugar is a hot ticket with dogs.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
We have a new billionaire in Craig County.
Yeah.
So if you don't have corporate or personal that have money to donate, this would be a great one because they're matching the funds. So we get a, full day up trailer for a fraction of the cost.
I did check it out.
Okay, moving on to new business. Guess what? There is none. And at this point, the next item is adjournment. So need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor? Motion carried. See you next month, which would be November 15th.